In Ukraine, young people are holding dance parties to help rebuild damage caused by the war with Russia. In the northern Ukrainian village of Yakhidne, a dance party called a rave took place among the destruction from the Russian occupation just months before. A rave is a large party with techno dance music. The dance party had more than one purpose. It provided a way for almost 200 young people, mostly in their 20s and 30s, to help rebuild their country. The party was called a cleanup rave, and it took place during the daytime instead of at night. Young Ukrainians are organizing the parties to help with recovery efforts in Ukraine's northern area, which suffered major damage during the Russian attack. The volunteers used shovels to move debris from the bombed cultural center near the edge of the village of Yakhidne. The center was destroyed by a Russian rocket in March. Alexander Buchinsky is a DJ, a person who plays recorded music as a job. He placed his record turntables on boxes of ammunition. As he played the music, some of the volunteers take a break from working to dance. Tanya Buryanova is 26 years old and is the organizer of Repair Together Initiative, a group that brings together volunteers to help on the recovery projects. She enjoys electronic music and used to go to parties. But now it's wartime, and we want to help. And we're doing it with music. Volunteering is my lifestyle now, she said. With the Russian invasion of Ukraine starting in February, came the sudden end to Ukraine's lively club and music activities. In the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv, there is a nighttime curfew because of the threat of rocket attacks. People who loved Ukraine's party culture wanted a way to enjoy the fun and freedom of music and dance, but also to help rebuild the country they love. Buryanova said that the cleanup raves create a sense of normal life for those who lost their nightlife communities during the war. It also gives them a chance to help. She told the Associated Press, "We miss parties, and we want to come back to normal life. But our normal life now is volunteering." During the Russian occupation, nearly all of the population of Yakhidne, just over 300 people, lived in a basement or underground room for weeks. Nina is a 68-year-old who lives in the village, which is in the northern area of Chernihiv. She said that she spent weeks in the basement. She added that 11 people died there because of the poor conditions. She said that she was thankful to see the young people coming to help with the recovery efforts. Nina spoke about the volunteers. "They already repaired our windows, doors, and entrances. We could not do it ourselves with our salaries or pensions. I'm thankful that they helped us." Most of the volunteers come from Kyiv, which is about 2 hours away by car. Others have come from nearby Chernihiv or further away from the western city of Lviv. In addition, some of the volunteers have even come from other countries, including Portugal, Germany, and the United States. The cleanup at Yakhidne's Cultural Center was Repair Together's 8th project, and the group helped to repair 15 homes in the village. Biryanova said that the group wants to grow and have a building camp event in the town of Lukashivka nearby. They will build 12 houses for people who had their homes destroyed. Buchinsky said that a feeling of hopefulness and responsibility connected the volunteers, although they feel pain, sadness, and anger from the war. He said, "These are all young people that still have a passion for life." And he added, "They feel a need to take part in this historical moment and help people and make Ukraine a better place with a smile on their faces." I'm Faith Perlow.